Hi, everybody. Terry Brown here at Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Dan Bowen, Senior Coordinating Producer of ESPN Outdoors. And Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I guess the first thing that comes to mind, you know, of course, we're all diehard bass fishermen. Absolutely love the television that's out there. But, you know, it was for the longest time ESPN looked at fishing as kind of a funny thing. It was something that was out there, but it really wasn't a true sport. Then ESPN, of course, bought bass, and things have changed now. And man, oh man, you guys have got a whole bass block going on.
Well, we do. I mean, obviously, ESPN Outdoors has been airing outdoor programs, varying species of fish, as well as sort of hunting programs for many, many years. And all of a sudden, we sort of said to ourselves, well, here is this sport, which is both sport in recreational sense and in the professional sense, that is just a fantastically popular sport around the country. I mean, I've heard numbers as many as 60 million people bass fish. So the network sort of said, hey, let's come up with programs and a dedicated lineup 52 weeks a year on Saturday, all Saturday morning long, of programs just dedicated to bass fishing. It's a fantastic commitment on behalf of ESPN and the ESPN Outdoors.
Well, there's no question that you guys are trying to hit the mark. You're trying to elevate the sport. You know, television is a funny mechanism because when it's on television, it actually gets legitimacy. And when you look at it, you know, guys say, wait a minute, you know, this isn't just something a guy's sitting on a bucket somewhere. This is actually a professional sport.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, of course, you know, professional bass fishing has been around for a long, long time. And ESPN has actually held it in tremendously high regard in the programs it is produced over such a long period of time. Of course, the Bassmaster Classic and the tournament series, the tournament trail throughout the year. And this was sort of adding on to that, creating new programs that have a different way of articulating the world of bass fishing, not just shows for core tournament fishermen alone, but rather inviting new people, fringe people, people who are recreational fishermen and fisherwomen, anglers who may want tips and techniques, anglers who want to learn how to become better at what they do. So all of these programs sort of show our commitment to giving them every one of our viewers something different and something new, whether it's a debate program like Loudmouth Bass at 7:30 in the morning on ESPN2, 52 weeks a year, or Bass Center. I mean, think about that. Sports Center is the premier brand for this network. I mean, Sports Center has icon status, and here we are in the outdoors getting a name derivative of the Center brand, meaning Bass Center, and that unto itself shows, if nothing else, a huge commitment by this network to actually give the Sports Center brand franchise name to Bass Center, which is, of course, our news and information journalism program that airs also 52 weeks a year on Saturday at 7 a.m. and then again at 11.
Well, you know, I got to go. You started in on something that I was going to ask you later in the interview, but I'm going to ask you now. The $60,000 question I get asked about 10,000 times a week is, why Saturday morning? Why was it chosen Saturday morning? You know, why couldn't it have been Sunday evening or sometime when maybe anglers aren't out on the water?
Well, sure. It's a very good question. Certainly it is a question that does get asked a lot. You know, ESPN is a network that is built around events. And events, you know, they come and they go, whether it's NBA playoffs or whether it's, you know, horse racing, Kentucky Derby events, you know, things like that. And events make it a very difficult challenge for a programs to sort of have a safe place to be week in and week out with great consistency and continuity. In other words, it's tough to find a window where you can be, you know, somewhere in a slot week in and week out. So Saturday and Sunday, because as you well know, all morning Saturday and all morning Sunday, we devote our programming to bass fishing, hunting, saltwater fishing, dogs. Is where our slot naturally falls, where we can be given consistency and have been given that consistency for many years without sort of getting bumped into or pushed aside by, let's say, an event that obviously does take precedence, because that's sort of the you know, what we will ultimately follow you know, in terms of the sports following events and sports sporting events. The other thing I would say to your thing is just history. ESPN Outdoors has had a long history on the weekends, and it's just there's a sort of pride and a sort of prestige in just knowing that the viewers have a safe place to go and have been able to go there for many, many years. The Fishing Hole, Jerry McInnes's program, is the second oldest program on ESPN. I mean, second to SportsCenter. It's been on our air for 25 years. I mean, that unto itself is a wonderful thing to sort of be proud of. And then the third thing I would say is, it's maybe sounds a little oversimplistic. Not all people fish every Saturday and Sunday, you know. I mean, yeah, there are people who go out and fish, but not everybody is going out every weekend. So certainly there are plenty of weekends where we know we have anglers who will be home and can appreciate the programs.
Well, you know, and as an angler myself, you go out on Saturday mornings, you know, you do have some other opportunities either to tape it and watch it later or TiVo it or whatever you may do. But, you know, it's a thing where just getting it on television, I think, is very vital to making our sport grow. And I think the anglers, you know, are now getting personalities, which, you know, all of us in the media, we've all tried to do that. But I think television, you know, will add some things that maybe we can't do in the written form.
Well, you know, it's personalities, you know, to your point. I mean, personalities are just a vital link. Viewers want to connect to individuals, whether they're heroes, whether they're champions, and the skill level is so astronomically high that we fantasize to be as good an angler as that particular angler happens to be, or we want to be like that guy or that gal. I mean, we, the viewer, just need that personality, that persona, that person to sort of live our own fantasies through. And that's very much as I've felt about any sport category. So growing these personalities is essential to growing the sport.
Well, Dan, you know, I guess ratings are very critical to seeing how things are going, and I know ratings probably are pretty good at times, maybe not as good at other times. What are some of the things you're doing to increase that rating block, maybe with promotion or whatever?
Well, you know, we have had eight straight quarters of ratings growth, and that's something we're very, very proud of, and I think a lot of that stems from the fact that we are showing so much diversity in our programming with the outdoors, that we're not simply just showing people one thing and one angle and one perspective. And I just think that our commitment to growing ratings is directly in line with our commitment to growing the sport. And in order to grow the sport and grow the ratings, we have to give our viewers a wide variety of programs that really satisfy them on any number of levels. Now, that's not to assume. I mean, we're not arrogant enough to assume that every show we do is for everybody. Maybe somebody doesn't like loudmouth bass, but they really want to watch Bass University, or they have a particular affinity for watching our event coverage, but maybe not, you know, Bass Center. I mean, not everything is for everyone, but we're proud of being able to give so much, such a potpourri of varying different ways that we sort of articulate the bass experience. There's plenty of places for people to shop on ESPN Outdoors.
Well, you know, I guess the one thing I want to compliment you on, and I think it's very vital to what I've seen so far, is unbiased reporting is tough to do when you own a company like Bass, you know, to be able to give FLW the proper needs that it needs, and to be able to do it in a format that says, hey, you know, not everything we do is perfect. And I think you guys have, you know, you've hit the nail on the head on most of the issues, and when you look at the issues that are coming out, boy, there's a bunch of them coming out, and now you guys are hitting them head on.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because the truth is, that may very well be the thing we pride ourselves on the most right now in terms of Bass Center and Loudmouth Bass in particular, where we do not go into, nor did we ever go into these programs feeling that we were going to be swayed by our relationship with Bass. I mean, the relationship is obvious with the BASS. And we were given the green light, as I was so happy, you know, and expected to get from our leaders, saying you need to create programs that maintain journalistic integrity at every turn and maintain objectivity at every turn. So if BASS, if there's a storyline and a blemish is revealed and it's a story that needs to be told, and we won't look the other way. We'll simply go straight for the story. And if it, in fact, happens to be a blemish on the face of BASS, it's a story that will be told regardless without any influences whatsoever straying us from compromising our objectivity and journalistic integrity. I'm very, very proud to have that opportunity.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think it has to be that way. You know, for the longest time, and I'm not going to point at any league for this, but spin has been, you know, one of the things that we've noticed in the sport, and I think some people are a little shocked by that. The change and getting the real story, I mean, that's what everything's all about here, and you know, Bass Fan, we do that, you guys do that at ESPN, Bass tries to do it in their own way, and FLW does as well, but I think right now, we're starting to see maybe the stories that people didn't even recognize as being stories that are hitting the marketplace.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that, and I think it's also important to mention that, you know, we would stink up the place pretty quickly if people knew that we were manipulating our storylines through our news platforms because of our alliance with BASS. I mean, I think people would know that right away. And you can read between the lines with stuff like that, but we're very proud to say that, you know, we're not holding back. I mean, if there is a situation that favors, as I said earlier, the story of a competitor, call it FLW. Well, we in the newsroom of Bass Center, Loudmouth Bass, we don't look at FLW as a competitor. We simply don't. We look at them as a league. It's just as BASS is, and we have to treat both of these leagues as an independent functioning news division would.
Well, Dan, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. You and I could go on and on. We could probably do about a couple hour show, couldn't we?
Well, why don't we just keep going?
Well, we need to do that. We need to have you back on. I want to know the new stuff. When you start getting ready to put some new stuff out there, I'm getting you back on here. Is that okay?
I would love it. I'd love the opportunity just that you had me on, and I want to share so much of this. So much is going on. You're right. We could talk for days and hours. So I'm here when you need me.
Well, Dan, thank you for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. And I'm Terry Brown, and this indeed has been Bass Fan Radio.